This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns of a government shutdown have been averted. The final bill passing moments ago in the Senate. It comes after Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and enough Democrats backed the Republican House-passed bill, saying a shutdown would give President Trump and DOGE more power to slash federal jobs. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill.
This is an administration that already has broad designs on overhauling the federal government. And so Chuck Schumer said giving them that power of deciding who should just not show up to work at all could have serious ripple effects over the entire federal government.
It is the end of an era in Iowa. The Hawkeyes firing Fran McCaffrey after their worst season in 7 years. The team losing to Illinois in the conference tournament, and the Hawkeyes are sitting out the NCAA tournament for a second straight season. The Midwest and South bracing for severe storms this weekend. That all starts tonight with hurricane force winds and possible tornadoes. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX.
There's a potential for severe weather today across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
Highs today in the Cooley region will top out in the mid-70s. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall from Washington, D.C. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Senator Baldwin addressed the recent mass firings, slashing of budgets, and funding freezes ordered by the Trump administration.
A lot of what we've seen so far, in my opinion, and I am a lawyer, so my legal opinion, has been unconstitutional or illegal.
These actions have affected Head Start programs, fire departments, dairy farmers, and medical research on Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. The mass firings have affected tens of thousands of people.
And so while we all support efficiency and going after waste and fraud, this is of a different character altogether.
The Senate is currently working to pass a spending bill to continue funding the government temporarily.
The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. Congratulations to West Salem, Aquinas, and Cochran Fountain City. All three boys' basketball teams won to advance to tomorrow's sectional finals. The winner in those games will advance to the state championships next week in Madison.
You can listen anytime on the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beat the UCLA Bruins today, 86-70. Wisconsin was the 5 seed, the Bruins the 4. So how much does a win like this boost their confidence? Badgers guard Kamari McGee.
It builds that confidence even more than it already was, because we know, like, games like that Michigan State game, that wasn't really us. We are all great players and who can shoot it, and we just got to keep shooting the shots.
The Badgers face Michigan State in the Big Ten semifinals tomorrow at noon. NFL. The Packers losing Eric Wilson in free agency. The linebacker was a standout on special teams the past 3 seasons. He's now headed back to the Vikings. And defensive back Eric Stokes has joined the Raiders and was asked, what's it like going from Green Bay to Las Vegas?
I absolutely love Green Bay, but after about 10 o'clock, there's nothing else to eat in Green Bay. So I'm really excited for, like, the food options here. Yeah, so I just can't wait.
That's Raiders defensive back Eric Stokes with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms, and windy for tomorrow with areas of rain, maybe some snow mixed late. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight to the 30s tomorrow. Sunshine and around 40 for a high Sunday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. We've made it. We got through the week. It wasn't that tough. Did you have a good week? Let us know how your week was. Our phone lines are open. They are always open, as is the text line, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app or on the stream, however you are choosing to nightlight this evening. It's great to have you wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin. Got a really fun show tonight. We're going to celebrate. We talk about show business a lot. We also talk about Wisconsin a lot. And the fun goings-on in our state from time to time, and we celebrate people who celebrate our state. So that is kind of what we are doing tonight in the first hour. Paul Vandenplas will be here. I'm saying his name right, correct, Conrad?
Yes, you are.
Vandenplas, right?
I don't know if you saw me. I went like this when I saw this. If you look at this dream right now, don't read it, but just...
Wait, what am I looking at? What's so
bad? Can you see the comments?
I don't have the comments.
Okay. I'll get you the comments in a second here. But
okay. I don't think this mouse is working. I'm commentless. If it's bad stuff, I don't want to see it. You could just tell people where they can go.
Yes. You are saying it right, though. You are.
Vandenplas. Okay. Paul will be here at 6:35. He has a site on various social media platforms called Wonderfully Wisconsin. I watched a lot of his videos today on Facebook. He's on TikTok, probably Instagram. He just does a great job traveling around the state and celebrating various aspects. It has very much a around-the-corner feel to it, but Paul's a pretty mellow guy, and he just looks for fun stuff in Wisconsin and posts about it. So we're going to talk to Paul about that at 6:35. He is coming into the studio, right? Okay. He will be here in person. And we will talk to him about things that are wonderfully Wisconsin. And I've got a lot of questions for him. Maybe, I don't want to put Paul on the spot, but if he wants to take our Wisconsin quiz, I think he, who better?
I mean, I think he could ace it.
I think he could too, but I also don't want to, you know.
What if he gets an F?
What if he flunks and then he's like supposedly the authority on Wisconsin and he never comes back or he gets me in a headlock or something? I don't need that kind of nonsense either. But we'll talk to Paul. Well, no pressure, Paul. It's going to be fun. So we'll do that at 6:35, right after the news. And then it is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. As you know, Max Inc. host, one of the Max Inc. hosts, Terry Barr, will be here at 7:35 bringing new music and fun conversation. We're going to talk about a band. I'm going to save the name of the band because I love the name of the band. So we'll talk about that with Terry. Terry will tell you who the band is. We've got a couple tunes from said band, and we're going to talk about an award event coming up here in Wisconsin for musicians that we do every year here in Wisconsin, and it's down in Madison, and it's so much fun, and Terry's going to tell us about that as well. They do such an amazing job on Max Inc. So she'll tell us also what's coming up on Max Inc. tomorrow night. It'll be fun to talk to Terry, as it is every Friday night. And then we saw, did you see the, or did you hear that clip Mike just played of Eric Stokes?
I did. That was kind of funny.
Taking a shot at Green Bay on his way out of town. Like, there's nowhere to eat after 10 o'clock. Maybe he's never heard of a little restaurant called Quick Trip. This guy's problem. Pack your bags, pal.
There's a bunch of places to eat after 10. What is he talking about?
Well, and he's going to Vegas, so it's like, never closes. That's not fair. That's an unfair comparison.
We got to ask Paul about this and say, what kind of places can you eat after 10, just so we can rub it in Eric's face?
Hey, that's a great question. Let's do that. After 10, and we will we'll find him. We'll find Eric Stokes on the Twitter. After 10 cuisine.
Hey, I don't know if you saw on the text line. Steady Eddie, I think, had a record on the fastest text into the show. I didn't even click the button for the show intro yet. And Steady Eddie texted in.
Still like the same, like the intro music was still playing. You just sent me what the stream text was. Was that meant for us?
I don't know.
Some guy, can I read this or is it obscene or what?
I mean, I think you can say it.
He just said hi. We got 5 texts from the same listener who just said hi 4 times and then said porn. That guy knows how to party. Okay, fair enough.
The context, please?
Yeah, really. I mean, listen, we always have porn playing in the background when we're on the air, but I don't think listeners are aware of that. I mean, come on. We're covert to some degree. We just keep it on for the guests. Hey, Steady Eddie, we got to read this because he's so early tonight.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know what, maybe Steady Eddie overslept the last 2 nights and just got up, so he wanted to be first at it. So that is a record text time. Steady Eddie says, Pete, it's Friday, the Christmas day of weeknights, also known as Bar Band Friday night. See, Steady Eddie's on it. He says, I think you better ask Conrad to boil some water and get some fresh, clean towels together, because I believe you and your lovable producer are about to deliver another precious little 5,000 megawatt bouncing bundle of joy and entertainment that is Nightlight. It's time, in all caps. Let's Nightlight it up. Damn right, Steady Eddie. I love the energy. See, it's kind of fun when we close down the show with a Steady Eddie text, but that was fun to start the show with one. And he put a postscript. He says, on this March 14th, all right, we'll tie this into the question of the night because Steady Eddie's a step ahead of us. He says, 3.14, Pi Day. Remember the words and wisdom that came from the mouth and mind of Jed Clampett when he was schooling up his nephew, Jethro Bodine. Jethro, don't be so dumb. Pi are round, cake are squared. Okay, Steady Eddie, that's great. And you know what? Let's use Steady Eddie's text as a way into our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite kind of pie? We know it's National Pie Day, the math part, but we don't care. Lately, we've been on kind of a food kick here at Nightlight. We talk about various foods that are good to binge watch color television with and movies, and pie is certainly one of them. So on National Pie Day, that's probably an international day, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Doesn't matter. But what's your favorite kind of pie? That's a fun one, folks. You can noodle that. You can text right in. I was late to the game with pie, I have to say. I always was a cake guy when I was a kid. Loved chocolate cake. But I don't know, like, pie always creeped me out because there was, like, fruit in it, and I didn't get the bread fruit thing. It was kind of overwhelming. Then I discovered the joy that is pie. Chocolate silk, pumpkin, apple with, like, the Dutch crumbles on top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. So, and I'll say this, it's not a taste explosion in your mouth, but a good blueberry pie I like, too. There's strawberry rhubarb. You've got your whole peach family, cranberry,
peach cobbler.
A nice peach cobbler. Is there a cranberry pie?
You know, there probably is at the Cranberry Fest.
Or some
derivation. There has to be.
But that would be not a good pie, because cranberries do not taste good on their own, unless you add, like, pounds of sugar.
They must. I'm guessing they must.
So what is your favorite kind of pie? 855-7... Did I do that right? 855? I just had a total...
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, 855-752-4842. Oh. 855-75-CIVIC. Pie. Favorite. What kind is yours? I will start things... You know, it's tempting to go apple just to be, like, all-American, but... I'm going to say part of it is because I haven't eaten in 18 hours. Chocolate cream.
Okay.
With some whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that. What about you?
If my grandma's listening, she's going to love this.
Okay.
I love her butterscotch pie that she makes.
Now, what's that?
It's butterscotch, like kind of like pudding.
Wow.
But it's more, I feel like it's more thick than pudding. It feels like a chocolate, but it's butterscotch.
Okay.
And you put some whipped cream on top of that.
Wow.
Her crust as well. Now that is good.
Can you do butterscotch without something else? Like a combo, butterscotch on its own?
Yeah. No, it's really good, actually.
Wow.
That's like the only thing I actually like butterscotch in.
Yeah.
Just the pie.
Because I remember the butterscotch candies when I was a kid. It's probably before your time, but we would get those little butterscotch candies when we would trick or treat. It's like, they're like total old people's candy.
Yeah.
And you suck on it for about 1 second. You're like, well, this really isn't very much fun at all. And you spit it out. It's a nice flavor, and I could see where it would go good with a nice pie crust.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, fair enough. Oh, that's interesting. I never heard of that before. A nice chocolate peanut butter pie, too.
Oh.
Is dynamite.
I've
heavy, but good.
So would the peanut butter be in with the chocolate, like mixed with it? I think
it's separate. There's like chocolate, then peanut butter, then chocolate chips, whipped cream.
Oh.
We used to get it at a place called Murray Callender's. I don't know if they have those in Wisconsin, but oh man, they were so good. And a pumpkin pie. But when I eat pumpkin pie, I like it, but I have to have like tons of whipped cream on it. It just tastes better that way.
You can't eat it by itself?
I could, but why when I can make it more of an event?
You know who makes a really good pumpkin pie? Costco.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
My brother.
And they're huge.
Gets it every, like, because they host usually for Thanksgiving at their house, and they'll get one pumpkin for the party.
Okay.
And then they'll get one for themselves.
For the later.
And then I'm like, yo, save me a couple, please.
And if you run out and someone says, well, open that other one. Nope.
Nope.
That's ours. We want to be alone with the pie later. All right. Well, that's good. That's a good start off. We got Conrad Lake's butterscotch pie. I like a chocolate cream or chocolate peanut butter pie. And a close second or third, if you count those two as tied for first, would be pumpkin pie drenched with real whipped cream.
Yes. Have you tried key lime?
Oh, you know what? How do I?
I'm
going to change my answer.
Key lime's so good.
Key lime is dynamite. And I like lemon meringue, but key lime is like, it's like they made lemon meringue. It was good, but then key lime came along and it's like they perfected pie. Changing my answer, key lime it is with a graham cracker crust.
Oh,
honest
yeah.
to God. That is a taste explosion in your mouth, folks. I basically have four favorite kinds of pie.
We can open it up. We can have 10, all right?
Let us know your favorite kind of pie, folks. Keep it under 10. 855-752-4842. Text us on the app. Text us on the stream. Just text us. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your favorite kind of pie. Tell us your thoughts on the Badgers. We'll have a little Badger talk when we come back, and we'll read your text. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible. possible.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I have two favorite pies, pecan, forgot about pecan, and key lime. Boy, you changed that curve when you mentioned key lime, Conrad. That's a deal breaker.
It's dynamite.
With the graham cracker crust. You can't go wrong. Yeah, I'm with you, Anna. I like pecan. I don't love pecan, but I like pecan. John from Oshkosh says, chilled blueberry pie with a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Yeah, another blueberry pie. See, it's not crazy pungent. That's not the right word, but blueberry pie is very good. I'm with you, John. John from Oshkosh in a wonderful city. Have you been to Leon's? I assume if you live in Oshkosh, you've been to Leon's. Dynamite place. AJ in the 608 says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I must say apple pie is overrated, but I love apple crumble. I'm with AJ on this one because just eating apples as the filling doesn't cut it. You need something. You need, you know, just the little Dutch sugar sprinkles, whatever they're called. My favorite is definitely cherry. No ice cream, no whipped cream. Enjoy it as is. Old school for AJ. No sides, please. Just cherry pie. And tell Conrad butterscotch is awesome in Scotcheroos.
Wait, are those the Girl Scout?
Those are Girl Scout cookies.
Okay.
We missed that last
week.
AJ continues and says, if you know, you know. Well said, AJ. Carrie from Tosa says, key lime pie is the best and is very underrated. That's interesting because it's the best. And yet, it's so good, it's still underrated, even though it's the best. I could not agree more with you, Carrie. I am literally starving right now for key lime pie. Can we Uber a key lime pie here somehow or make a DoorDash?
Yeah, I'll ask my
Do
parents
have it
to
down
send
the
some.
Street? Do they have it like a Hagermeister or the Haberdashery?
Oh, that would be dynamite.
Yeah. One humongous piece. Just send a pie over in two forks. We'll massacre it. Nick from Marshall says, good choice, Pete. Key lime pie is definitely one of my favorites, along with coconut cream. Yes, another great one. And my mom makes a killer pecan pie, and sometimes she puts bourbon in it. Oh, that's just not fair. Which my grandfather recommended a long time ago. I am literally salivating right now. These all sound amazing. Thank you, Nick, for Marshall. Nick continues saying, yes, blueberry pie is very good, too. I don't know if it's the color with the crust. It's just the presentation. Blueberry pie just looks delicious. And blueberries are great for you, too. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids says, lemon meringue and strawberry rhubarb, it's a tie. Love them both. Getting hungry listening to the show tonight. We got to start a Nightlight Pie Club. Pamela listening on WFHR. Awesome people there. James and Melissa and everybody at WFHR. Thank you for listening, Pamela, and thanks for the text. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, coconut cream pie, just like Gilligan's. How did Marianne ever do it? Oh, God, I kind of remember that, but I kind of don't. What is that, Tyler? I need some clarification on that one. We got a comment on the stream too. PJ says banana cream pie.
Oh, that's
good stuff.
Totally forgot about banana cream.
Me too. I forgot about a lot of these.
You know, I forget where I had it, but there was a place I had banana cream pie for the first time, and I haven't had it since. And I can't remember where it was, but it was the best pie I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
And I miss it.
I did that. I don't know if I talked about this on the air. It was one of my most embarrassing moments in the last year. I was at a grocery store. They close at 9. I get back to Marinette just in time. And I'm really jonesing for a piece of this banana cream. They serve these little individual things. And I get there and I see it. It's at the end of the aisle. And they have all these desserts. And I see banana cream pie. This is so embarrassing. And I literally said, I made a noise. I went, Right as a guy was rounding the aisle, and he heard me say, he had probably no idea what I was talking about. It was just an instinct. It was really embarrassing, and I had to, like, cough and pretend I had something in my throat. And on the stream, okay, now I see Ernesto's text. Hello, hi, porn. He just, like, got his first iPhone or something. He's like... He's like one of those kids like typing porn and then giggling. Thank you, Ernesto. Unless that's some kind of pie we haven't heard of. Porn pie. I don't think you wanna saddle up with a porn pie though. That could be very disgusting. So the Badgers won today.
Yes.
That's huge. They're gonna play Michigan State, and then it's all over, right? If they beat Michigan State, that's it.
Nope. They gotta play one more game after that on Sunday. So it's tomorrow is the semifinals. And we'll figure out who's playing in the other game tonight. But yeah, tomorrow, Badgers and Michigan State. That's going to be a really tough one.
Yeah. At the very least, they didn't embarrass themselves. They showed up for the tournament. Even if they lose tomorrow, it's not going to affect their seeding, I don't think.
No.
They'll probably still be, what, a 4-5 right in there somewhere?
4-5, yeah. If they didn't lose to Penn State before, they could have been a 3 easily.
That was kind of a stupid loss. At home, too. It's terrible.
And we were talking about this a little bit before, is that today they had one of the best three-point like shootings in the Big Ten tournament, actually.
Yeah.
They tied it today. They just needed one more to break the record. But they can't rely on it. That's what they did against Penn State. They tried to rely on the three-point, and it came back to burn them. I just hope they don't do that tomorrow. I hope they... If it's not working, go to the paint. We got some good big guys down there. So
I can't. This is going to be my I've seen bits and pieces of basketball games, college basketball games this year. This will be the first game I watch in its entirety tomorrow. Probably because of the show. Like it seems like there's always a conflict, but I'm going to watch probably the whole game tomorrow. That'll be my first full college basketball game of the season.
There you go.
I got to get warmed up for the tournament. So that'll be fun. What's the movie you say? You said
I watched. So it just came out today.
Oh yeah.
I woke up a little earlier just because I was excited to watch it because I was like, I'm yearning for a movie I haven't seen yet. So it's called The Electric State, and it stars Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt. And I really liked it. And you told me the budget, which was...
I just saw the headline, but it said $320 million, which is ridiculous because it's a Netflix film. Yeah. They're not making that back at the theater. Netflix has more money than they know what to do with. They keep raising prices and adding subscribers. It's insane, but you said it wasn't worth that or it kind of lowered it a little bit.
Hearing that budget, I was like, well, they probably could have done more. But overall, you know, you said The Gorge was a Netflix film. You know?
Yeah.
I think this went above a streamer. I think it could have been in theaters. I enjoyed it. I think the actors that they brought in it brought a lot of character to it. And the meaning.
Was it action film or what?
Action comedy. Okay. I think it's based in 1970s, but I don't know. We don't have much time left, so I'll talk about it later. Okay. But I'll tell you the story kind of later. But it was good.
We'll do that, and I'm going to tell you about the new Nightlight beer again because we're having the brewmaster who created it on Monday. It's going to be awesome, and we're coming back with Paul Vandenplaus, ladies and gentlemen, of Wonderfully Wisconsin. That's coming up after the news. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall from Washington, D.C. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Senator Baldwin addressed the recent mass firings, slashing of budgets, and funding freezes ordered by the Trump administration.
A lot of what we've seen so far, in my opinion, and I am a lawyer, so my legal opinion, has been unconstitutional or illegal.
These actions have affected Head Start programs, fire departments, dairy farmers, and medical research on Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. The mass firings have affected tens of thousands of people.
And so while we all support efficiency and going after waste and fraud, this is of a different character altogether.
The Senate is currently working to pass a spending bill to continue funding the government temporarily.
The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. There's a potential for severe weather today across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
Highs today in the Cooley region will top out in the mid-70s. Congratulations to West Salem, Aquinas, and Cochrane Fountain City. All three boys' basketball teams won to advance to tomorrow's sectional finals. The winner in those games will advance to the state championships next week in Madison.
You can listen anytime on the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Large hail and damaging winds possible. Breezy tonight with passing showers and thunderstorms, and windy for tomorrow with areas of rain, maybe some snow mixed late. Temps fall out of the 50s tonight to the 30s tomorrow. Right now it's 76.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will discuss the capitulation by Senate Democrats on the continuing resolution. Should AOC primary Chuck Schumer? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
my workout song tonight when I get back to Marinette. I'm religious about my workouts, folks. Every Friday night after my show, I do 4 push-ups, and I'm religious about it. I don't mess around. So that's going to, I only hear about 8 seconds of the song, but it's a good one to do four.
That's
four,
great. That's
four
great.
Push-ups too. Annie from Watertown. That's the 920 where she's, well, actually Watertown is not, Annie's running some kind of scam here, Conrad. It's like your folks with the 920 when they're down in Key West. Annie says, lots of munchies. And then she says, 1974, Key Largo, memorable for pie. Introduced to key lime pie and also angel pie, chocolate chips and whipping cream in a meringue crust. Oh, God. Recipe from Hartung's in Pipersville, Wisconsin. Sound familiar?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Yep. All right. We'll talk about that, too. That's our next guest I'm about to introduce. I'm so excited to talk to this guy. From the 608, Nick in Marshall says, Maple Tree Supper Club in McFarland makes an excellent mint chocolate chip pie with an Oreo cookie crust. If you or Conrad are ever in the area, I would highly recommend it since that place has excellent food and drinks and their prices are very reasonable. Conrad, I haven't asked you to take a memo in a while. I think that is definitely memo worthy. Yeah. Tyler says ginger pie is tasty too. I've never had ginger pie.
I haven't either.
That's interesting. All right. Keep those texts coming, folks. What is your favorite kind of pie? It is International Pie Day. They're going for a math theme, 3.14. We're not doing that because math sucks.
Yes.
So we're talking about actual delicious pie. And I want to know what your favorites are. You can stream us, text us, hit us up on the app any way you see fit. Just join the show. Always more fun when you guys participate. And we've had some amazing tech so far. All right. It is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35 with new music and absolutely fascinating conversation. As always, great to have Terry. And she'll tell us what's coming up on Max Inc. tomorrow night. But right now, this is exciting. I've been waiting to have this guy on the show for a while. Paul Vandenplas. Paul, am I saying your last name right?
Yep, you're saying it correctly.
I'm crushing it, aren't I?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, because I have the last name Schwab. I'm very sensitive to people's last names. Yours looks pretty self-explanatory, but you never know. So Paul is the creator of the Wonderfully Wisconsin channel. You can find it on TikTok, help me out, Facebook, Instagram, what else, YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube as well.
Okay, so it's, for those of you, if you live in Wisconsin or are from here and miss it, this is a great channel. Paul, welcome to Nightlight. Great.
Well, thanks
for
having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, all right. So before we get into Wonderfully Wisconsin, tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, I'm 41. didn't go to school for content creation, for marketing, for anything like that. I mean, I guess I did go for marketing, but I changed my major 3 times. So
yeah, it happens.
So no, I work a 9-to-5 job. I work for a large promotional marketing company, but I don't work in the office.
Okay.
I do embroidery for clothes and that kind of stuff. So I do not have a background in any of this. I just have a passion and a love for introducing people to the wonderful state of Wisconsin.
Oh man, I love that. So you do have a day job. This isn't what you do full time.
No,
but
I wish.
But it kind of ties in, or does it kind of, is it a lot? I mean, you're marketing, that's kind of what you're doing a little bit. Like, you're sort of marketing for Wisconsin.
Oh, sure.
I would think they would scoop that up.
Maybe.
Should we make a phone call? Conrad, let's see if we can get Wisconsin. Yeah, on the
I'll get them on the line.
Are you a lifelong resident?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where'd you grow up?
Green Bay.
Nice, dude. Okay. So, all right. So tell us how you founded Wonderfully Wisconsin, and what made you, like, you got kids, you got a full-time gig, you're posting all the time. This seems time-consuming. What made you want to dedicate a lot of your hours or free hours to a site like this?
Not sure. I actually fell into it. I had a TikTok account, like most people my age, where all you did is just go on there and scroll endlessly for hours.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just post a silly video that you think your friends might be interested. Oh, here's my kids being silly, or here's my dog doing something goofy, right. You know. And so I went this last summer. There was a quick trip that I had read about in a magazine. I think it was Milwaukee Magazine, if I remember correctly. And they talked about these special quick trip restaurants that had a restaurant inside of it. And it was, these restaurants are called the Hearty Platter, and I think there's only 2 in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they're run
attached to a quick trip?
Inside,
okay.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
A full sit-down restaurant, all quick trip food, but it's plated and it's a full sit down experience.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh, I like quick trip. This is interesting. So I took my family one day. I'm like, oh, what a fun trip. It's just in the one I went to is in Bondiwell, so not too far.
Right.
So I had a fun day in Shawano and then we went there for lunch. All right. Made a little stupid video of like, oh, this is what it's like, you know, okay. And then posted up. And I don't know why I did that. I still to this day, my wife says, like, I don't know what possessed you. I thought you were odd that day doing it. Like, well, I'm an odd guy, so it checks out. But so I just threw it up on TikTok because I thought, oh, maybe my friends who travel and like checking out new things, yeah. Oh, maybe they'll like it. And it went viral. And I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. So
nice
why did it
work?
Right. Wow. So why did this go viral? And so I looked into the statistics on everything. And I'm like, you know, I think maybe there's just a hunger for interesting things in Wisconsin. So I took about 3 weeks and then did all the research, looked at other creators for Wisconsin. And there was really not a lot of information out there. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's do 3 more videos and see how they do. And those all went viral. And I'm like, okay, no, so I'm kidding.
This is all on TikTok?
All on TikTok. Okay. So then that just started. Is I've always had a love for Wisconsin. I'm a big history guy. And so a lot of people overlook the history of Wisconsin. And, you know, it's just kind of this passion my whole life. Like my parents were Special Olympics coaches. Oh. So when I was younger, my sister has Down syndrome and she was a Special Olympics athlete. So we would travel the state for her to participate in all this stuff. I played sports myself through high school. And so traveled the state doing that kind of stuff. And I always thought Wisconsin was interesting and beautiful and had a unique history. And so I'm like, well, maybe this is my opportunity to share that with not only Wisconsin, but the outside world.
That's wow. That's a great story. And what a great way that you fell into that. I love that. That it was so organic and kind of just... And it's funny, like I used to, and this just came to me when you were talking, like you're from here. You still love driving around the state. I think I just told you, we used to drive up to Three Lakes from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago when I was younger. And Wisconsin always just seemed like more of a state of mind. Mm-hmm. Like when you're coming from, like we lived right in the city. So when we would go up and we're all of a sudden we're looking at rolling hills and lakes, it just seemed like a mindset almost.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting, and that was from an outsider's perspective when I was young, but you lived here and you still have that. That's really impressive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's and I think what I like to say, too, is I think a lot of people from here just kind of, for whatever reason, just develop this defeatist attitude that it's like, there's nothing to do here. This place is boring. Right. And it's like, but it's not, you know?
You're boring.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You got to make your own fun, babe.
Right. You know, and so... I guess I've always kind of had that wanderlust.
Yeah.
And so it's like, all right, well, why can't I have that within my own state?
Sure.
Wisconsin is a huge state.
Yeah.
So you can go to the next town over. If you're just looking for something, you can go to the next town over that you've been to a million times. But if you approach it from a different angle and go, okay, well, what's interesting here to do instead of like, I'm just kind of just going about my motions.
Yeah.
Like there might be wonderful things that you never even consider to do.
Absolutely. My guest is Paul Vandenplas. He is the founder of the Wonderfully Wisconsin channel. It's wonderful. Check it out on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. He's all over the place, and he posts a lot of really cool videos about our state. And I'm amazed that you can live in Wisconsin for as long. Like I've spent over 20 years of my life here from when we moved up here, and I've been back as an adult. Close to 20 years. And I'm surprised when I haven't heard of something, right. Like if something is so good and you're posting it on your channel, I'm like, how if it's so good? How have I not heard of that? Like you really got to get the word out, even if something's great, for people to find it.
Oh, sure. And I get that a lot. I mean, this morning I posted a video about the pancake place here in Green Bay. Okay. That place is legendary in Green Bay. So you would think, okay, everybody knows about it. And I had several comments. Oh, I've lived in Green Bay my whole life. I've never gone there.
No kidding.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
What is the play? What is it?
It's over on Military, and it is a breakfast diner. They've won. Now, I said in the video, I think 15 years in a row, but I think it's really 14.
Okay.
So 14 years in a row, best breakfast in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You go there, their pancakes are the size of a huge platter.
Wisconsin-sized portions. Yeah,
oh,
I love that.
Oh, yeah. You're eating for 2-3 days off of whatever you get there. It is incredible. And it's not just... The portions, the food is absolutely incredible.
It's funny when when I go to places, I've noticed that we like our portion sizes in Wisconsin. And sometimes people will say, even if the food is not that great, oh, that's good food. And it's not. They just get a ton of it. Like, they really feed you. You said earlier something went viral. And I'm curious, what constitutes going viral? How many hits, views, whatever do you have to be considered, like, viral, so to speak?
Well, there is a concept that it's TikTok is moving more towards, and it's called viral for me. And so something that has 10 million views, okay, across the board is viral.
That's viral,
but,
yeah.
But I've never had anything at 10 million views. But at the time, my viral TikTok, that got 350,000 views. Well, I had 70 followers, you know? So it's like, okay, so that's viral for me.
300, is it just people kept sharing it?
Yeah, and commenting, and that's what drives a lot of it, is if you can get content that's engaging and people are sharing it and wanting to comment, and you're commenting back and you're having an entire conversation, that's what TikTok and Instagram and all those platforms really like, is they just want that conversation.
I tried to go viral a couple times, like, just from what I see other people doing, but I don't know. People don't want to see me in a bikini, I guess. I don't know, Paul. So tell me, give me like three instances of something you've seen in our state that's really cool when you're traveling and posting stuff and making videos.
All right. I will say the Driftless region of Wisconsin.
I had a separate question for that. Oh, I love that region. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's
beautiful.
Like, well, and even I was spending time, I went to Galena in Illinois.
Okay.
And it's like, so that area in Illinois is incredible. It's just like all over there. And so I made a joke to my wife and I said, up here, Wisconsinites like to call people from Illinois flatlanders.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you're driving around in Illinois and this is incredible. How is this flat? You know? Things like that. Lake Superior, if you haven't seen it, it will just blow your mind. It is incredible. Washington Island is a place I think every Wisconsinite has to go and just hang out for a day.
All right, so here I've got some more specific questions for you, and I agree with all those. Not only is the Driftless region cool, that's a great name for the Driftless. It sounds like Old West, like you're going to run into Clint Eastwood or something when you're there.
It even has that feel when you're out there.
Yeah,
it like feels, you see a Wild West gritty, you know.
Totally. If you want to give me a couple, so you don't feel like you're leaving anybody out or whatever, that's fine too. But favorite restaurant that you've been to in Wisconsin?
Or an example of
a good one.
That's a tough one. I would say the 1111 Burgers and Beignets in Fond du Lac. Incredible burgers. So good.
Why the beignets with the burgers?
Are
the burgers like New Orleans themed or something?
No, really. Not at all. They're smash burgers. I have no clue why they started doing beignets, but they're really good.
I don't mean to get off on a double tangent here, but what exactly is a smash burger? I've ordered them. I don't know. Is it just a hand-tossed burger?
Well, it's pretty much what we specialize in Wisconsin is you smash them way down in there. They're super thin patties.
Okay.
So that's what's
that's a smash
burger? That's a smash burger, yep.
I just thought it meant like not a frozen patty, like you make them at home like that. But okay, wow,
yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, they actually use little pieces of like parchment paper, and then they use like a steel
press.
Yeah, and then really push it down. Doesn't take long to cook either because it's so small.
It's like
a
stonewashing for burgers. I think that's all right, so continue, please. That was. What was the place called in Fond du Lac?
Oh, 1111.
Okay.
And then Pancake Place that I previously mentioned. Yeah. One of the best breakfasts that you can get in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then there's another great, I think it's called Four Corners Cafe in Saxville, Wisconsin. Tiny little cafe, fits about six people. That, I believe, is the best breakfast in Wisconsin.
What do you order?
Skillet.
All right, we're going to get more into this. We're going to do even a more deep dive into the wonderfulness of Wisconsin with our guest, Paul Vandenplas. He's here in studio tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. Let us know what your favorite kind of pie is. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show. Judge Brad Schimel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that law?
Brad Schimel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing Bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Get up home. I want to drive them home. When you're feeling blue,
there will be a nightlight inspired IPA, folks. If you're in the Madison area, Flick's Brewhouse, Dave Hansen, the brewmaster there, is creating a nightlight inspired IPA. It's going to be called Hazed on Radio, I believe. In association with Nightlight with Peach Wabba. So that will be available, I believe, around when the Wisconsin Film Festival starts. I poured the hops in myself. You ever done something like that, Paul?
Oh, yeah. I used to do a ton of home brewing.
That was a first for me. It was really... So you make your own beer?
I used to. I'm looking to get back into it, but I don't have much time.
Yeah, you got enough on your plate. Hey, we got a phone call, and I think my guess is that Ollie wants to chime in on what we're talking about. Ollie from the North Woods. Hello, Ollie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I was going to say my mom's homemade butterscotch pie, but ooh, since Chad already took it, I will say the fresh strawberry pie from Norske Nook. And ooh, I was wondering if your guest there tonight has ever been to Norske Nook for pie.
I have not. It seems like I need to get going there.
So that's up north, right, Ollie?
Yes, there's one in Rice Lake, but there's also one, I believe, in Osseo.
Okay. Oh, that's down south, right?
No, that's northwest.
Oh, that's northwest?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not the wonderfully Wisconsin guy. Ollie, thank you for the... And now, let me ask you real quick. Do you put whipped cream on the strawberry pie?
Yes, they load it with whipped cream and whole strawberries, and it's absolutely delicious there.
Ollie is our food connoisseur, I would say, for the North Woods. Ollie, awesome stuff. Thank you,
as my mom
always
was a cook, and my parents owned a restaurant, so I know a lot about good pies and...
You're tied in.
And good food.
All right. Well, you've given us a lot of good recommendations over the last couple of weeks. Conrad has been taking memos, so we'll have to do an Ollie tour of the North Woods one of these days. Thank you so much. Have
bye-bye.
A great night. See you later. My guest is Paul Vandenplas. Now, see, here's what happens, Paul. Now, this is why I'm not a professional radio person sometimes. Conrad, how do we have Paul's name initially? It was Vandenplas, then it was Vanderplas, right?
Yeah.
Don't look at the sheet. What do you call this guy right here?
What do you... Wait.
What's his name?
Paul Vandenplas.
Vandenplas. See, look at that, Paul.
Yeah,
see what we're dealing with there?
That's been my whole life.
So it's great to have you here, buddy. And your channel is called Wonderfully Wisconsin. We're talking about really cool stuff in Wisconsin. Paul has seen most of it or a lot of it, and there's a lot more to come. So follow him. Find Wonderfully Wisconsin on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Is anyone else doing something like this that you're doing that doesn't have like a big studio or TV deal behind them?
There's a lot of us out there.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one that I know of doing kind of like a catch-all of everything. There's a lot of, you have the Wisco Dive Bars guy. He okay. just does dive bars.
Wow.
And then you have like Wandering Wisconsin. She does some bars, Bloody Mary content, okay. like snowmobiling stuff. So we have each have our niche, but I guess I'm just like,
you have no parameters. You can just, yeah. No. All right. Very cool. Okay. What area or what place in your experience makes the best cheese?
Schulzberg Creamery in Schulzberg, Wisconsin. Oh,
look at that. You're almost ready for that question.
I just had it. Unbelievable. I had a bunch of my viewers like, hey, if you get to the drift list, get down to Schulzberg.
No kidding.
Like, all right. And then I tried it and I'm like, okay, that's for real. I think some of the best cheese coming out of Wisconsin.
Wow. What kind of cheese? Just like a cheddar? Or
imagine any kind.
Any kind. Wow.
I was blown away. They had over 100 varieties of cheese that they make on site. I'm like, what is this place?
Where are the friendliest people in Wisconsin, Paul?
The Driftless region, for
Whoa,
sure.
Whoa, I see a sure. move for you. I think you're going to relocate
I was blown away. I'm like, that's what I, the last time I was out there with my wife, I'm like, is it just because it's the proximity to Minnesota? Everybody was so incredibly friendly. I would walk in, they didn't know who I was. And I'm like, oh, I'd stop at a Quick Trip. Oh, I'm just looking for something interesting to do. They take a half hour. Oh, yeah, do this. And everybody was so nice.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, are we really stuck up over in eastern Wisconsin? Like, my goodness.
That can get to be like a hostage situation after a while, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well,
oh,
okay, yeah. Friendly only goes so far. I got a life to lead here. All right, where are the rudest people in Wisconsin, in your opinion?
I would say getting by Milwaukee, Kenosha.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bigger cities. Do you find people in small towns typically are nicer, or is that a cliche, or do you find that to be the case?
I think it can depend. I've found a lot of people from small towns are very defensive, and they get mad if I expose any of their hidden gems. Like, well, that was just for us. Like, that's a terrible attitude to have, I think.
What's the best? You ready for this? What's the best cuisine at Quick Trip?
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Ooh, Conrad?
I agree.
Those are good. Yeah, I love chicken sandwiches. You know what? This is going to sound crazy. I like their egg rolls. Egg rolls aren't bad.
I haven't had them.
Gas station egg rolls. And I didn't get it. When Quick Trip first, you know, I had been to a couple and they were great. And I'm like, it's a gas station though. But yeah, they have a lot of other stuff. It's pretty good. Oh, yeah. Still a gas station. So when they came to Marinette, people were doing cartwheels because we were getting two Quick Trips. And I didn't get it. But now, guess where I go when I'm hungry or I need gas?
Yeah.
I go to Amoco. But Quick Trip is always right here. No, I go to Quick Trip because it's like there's nothing you don't – I don't know. You can get anything there. It's
right.
Great.
Well, hey, you're close. It should be Mickey Lou Barbecue.
Yeah. Hey, have you featured Mickey Lou's on there?
I haven't yet. Okay. Last time I was up there, I went to Menominee and did Joe's Wax. Like, I love Joe's Wax.
Oh, yeah. Burgers.
Oh, my God. If you haven't been there.
Wow. I have, and they have, okay, Joe's Wax has had a deal. My wife and I, about 3 summers ago, got on this kick where we go there for lunch. You get a 12-inch pizza, 2 burgers, and 2 drinks for like $12.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's 20
no
now.
No fries. It's a weird combination of food, but the fries are like $2. You got to do it, you know, but the same, very similar burgers to Mickey Lou's.
Yep.
All right. Paul Vandenplas is here, folks. Check out Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's in the studio. He's agreed to stick around. We're going to give him our Wisconsin quiz when we come back, and I'll probably have a couple more questions for him, too. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Bar coming up at 7:35. Don't go anywhere. Great to have you with us on this Friday night on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We've got a whole show dedicated to the holiday. We're going to be talking about Irish heritage. We've got live Irish music. We'll explain what the heck curling is. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing.
Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. This hour at the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1. Ignition and lift off.
And with that, four astronauts are headed to the International Space Station aboard a SpaceX Dragon capsule to relieve Butch Wilmore and Sudie Williams, who've been in space for the last 9 months, despite their original mission that was supposed to last just 8 days. Led by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, enough Senate Democrats voted to allow the GOP-authored spending bill to advance today and eventually pass this afternoon. It goes to President Trump's desk ahead of tonight's midnight shutdown deadline. The realization that a shutdown wasn't going to happen helped the stocks rally today to their best day in months, Dow up 674 points today. And President Trump spoke at the Justice Department today, saying, quote, "We're turning the page on corruption," Trump pledging to expose his enemies and called for the imprisonment of his opponents. This is ABC News.